Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.
Good evening and welcome to Right Now with Ann Vandersteel. 60 minutes of hard-hitting headline news, all signal and zero noise. Tonight, we're going to take a detour from Operation Burning Edge and pull that over on the side of the road while we engage in our civic duty. And somebody doing so is Matt Gaetz, standing up, putting in a motion to vacate the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, who actually ushered in yet another continuing resolution kicking the can down the road. We've got two incredible women that are going to be talking about civic duty and how it can impact you personally, but moreover, how we the people can come together and use the system in place by our founding fathers to actually impact justice for ourselves, for we the people. Dr. Judy Mikowicz and her literary agent, Johanna Magels, stop by. All this brought to you by the Satellite Phone Store. Go to sat123.com. They're doing an emergency broadcast test tomorrow. I'm putting all of my electronics into a Faraday bag. They sell them at the Sat123 store. Encourage everybody to get one, plus a free satellite phone for backup communications. More from our sponsors at Brighteon TV.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Mike Adams here. With an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
If you were to move forward, if there were to be any kind of agreement, what would that look like and what would you need to see from the speaker at this moment?
Well, I think the die is cast based on the motion I just filed. I think the time for that discussion would have been over the last several weeks, but instead we saw the speaker continuing to, I mean, the speaker did not just fail to remediate the breach of the agreement with you made with us in January, he accelerated the instances of breach. Like after I laid out the breach, he went and violated the 72-hour rule. After I laid out the breach, he violated the 100 million no amendment suspension rule. So he seems to be reverting to the very unfortunate muscle memory of Washington, D.C. that has put our nation atop a $33 trillion debt that has led to, you know, $2 trillion annual deficits in our near future, and the rapid global de-dollarization of the economy. When you look at the BRICS system, you know, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, they're moving away from the dollar. And just in August, they added six new countries, including G20 country economies in the Western Hemisphere and Gulf monarchies. Moreover, you saw U.S. News say that the number one economic trend of 2023 is de-dollarization globally. This worries me. You all get all worked up that there's going to be some uncomfortable, chaotic moment that I'll feel pressure from conservatives or Democrats or whomever. I feel the judgment of history. I feel the weight of that. I worry that when the history books are written about this country going down, that my name is going to be on the board of directors here. And if this country's going down and if we're losing the dollar, I am going down fighting. And I don't care if that means fighting Republicans, Democrats, the Uniparty, the leadership, the PACs, the lobbyists. I've had it. I've been here 7 years. We don't have a budget. We haven't had one since the mid-90s. I am through with it. I apologize for using that word, but the only path forward here is to have single subject spending bills that can be reviewed, amended, considered, and I think that is the responsible way that our legislatures all over this country operate for good reason.
Mr. Yates, how many Republicans do you have with you in the House?
How do you respond to Kevin McCarthy's claim that this is payback for an ethics investigation?
I am the most investigated man in the United States Congress. I have been cleared by the FBI, the DOJ, the Federal Elections Commission by a 5-0 vote. It seems that the Ethics Committee's interest in me waxes and wanes based on my relationship with the Speaker. I believe that Speaker McCarthy is trying to signal to the Ethics Committee to pursue me. When I gave my Sunday interviews yesterday, indicating that I intended to file this motion to vacate Speaker McCarthy, hours did not pass before Republicans and members of the Ethics Committee were backgrounding reporters that they wanted to expel me from the United States Congress for bringing a motion to vacate under the rules that we negotiated in January after Kevin McCarthy broke his word. They want to expel me for Congress from that. So, you know what? I'm built for the battle. I face down tougher than these folks, and I'll do it again.
Mr. Gates, how many?
JR here with the Veterans Ranch. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their families in Florida and the great state of Texas, and it's always free of charge. Equine therapy is very special in that it helps veterans build a bond of trust with an animal inherently born not to trust anyone. This helps them release burdens and walk off a new and improved version of themselves. Our veterans are suffering with PTSD from their time in service. Sadly, the daily veteran suicide rate is on the rise, and other veterans are struggling with the transition from military to civilian life. The Veterans Ranch is here to serve these veterans and their families through these issues for as long as they need us. Your call to action today is to go to theveteransranch.org and hit that donate button and make a one-time or monthly pledge. Your precious gifts will relocate our headquarters to North Texas so we can serve 5,000 to 10,000 Texas veterans and their families each year. Theveteransranch.org.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
And bravo, Matt Gaetz. Bravo. I say Matt Gaetz for Speaker of the House. If we can't put Trump in there, let's put Gaetz in there. Finally, finally, somebody stood up to the nonsense, the absolute lunacy that is coming out of that House chamber, out of that complete district of corruption dumpster fire, as I call Washington, D.C., and have called them that for the past 8 years. That's right. The time for talk, Kevin. That's right, because I can't even call you Speaker, Kevin. You failed. You failed to remediate anything that they were trying to do. You failed to uphold the deal that you were given when you narrowly were finally accepted as Speaker of the House. You violated all the rules set up by Congress. And of course, Matt, you're right. This debt of $33 trillion is disgusting. We shouldn't be going anywhere near it. Have you looked at the world debt clock, the U.S. debt clock? They're showing you that the dollar, the M1 money supply, is going in reverse, meaning we're running out of dollars. Does that mean we're launching CBDC? What is that? Well, it definitely means we're on board with de-dollarization that's happening all over the country, all over the world. We've been talking about BRICS for a long time. I've been screaming about BRICS for a while. And you know what? I think they're on the right path because they're getting behind gold-backed currencies. This is, in fact, what we need to do. So if it means taking out the dollar and that means taking out the international banking cabal, I'm all for it. And isn't it interesting that Matt Gaetz would refer to himself as a member of the board of directors? Is that really an admission that we are a U.S. corporation? I mean, we were incorporated in 1871. I'm guessing that's what he's talking about. We're actually a corporation. And, you know, of course, no budget since the 90s. Who runs a company like that? This has been running into the ground like a train wreck at high speed. So, Matt, I commend you. I commiserate with you. I have been pursued by the Department of Homeland Insecurity, the TSA, for 2 years. And I know exactly what it's like to have some government goon crawling up your you-know-what. Been there, done that. All right. So, anyhow, on that note, you know, this is what I mean. It takes patriots like Matt Gaetz to stand up. And we have more patriots on board here. They're going to show you the way, show you the light of how we the people can come together and do your civic duty. I want to also thank our sponsors at LightsOutBeef.com, because these are the folks that are making sure you have safe beef that has never been injected by that god-awful stuff that Dr. Robert Malone likes to take credit for, the mRNA, and Dr. Fauci and the CDC and the FDA have all shoved down 5.5 billion arms. That poison death shot. And LightsOutBeef.com, get your never injected beef before, and it's slaughtered small herds, and it's freeze-dried and shipped to you shelf-stable for 20 years. I told you I'm going to do a cooking show with my Lights Out Beef, and I will be, so that'll be a fun show to do. Also, thank Mike Lindell at MyPillow. Use your promo code AV when you're checking out. Save up to 80% on some goods, 66% on others. And of course, you heard Matt Gaetz talk about the de-dollarization. I have been screaming from the rooftops for 3 years about gold, gold, gold. Well, Advantage Gold is here because that chilling truth about the Fed-controlled digital currency is out. I tell you, brace for impact all the time. CBDC is coming like a train off the rails, and it is going to impact your personal financial situation. Picture a world where the purchases you make are monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power. The same people going after Gaetz and coming after all of us, suppressing our freedoms the way they see fit. This isn't fiction, folks. It's fact. And it's a terrifying reality upon the look of the horizon of central bank digital currency. Check out Advantage Gold. Call them. It's really simple. You can just pick up your phone and do this right now. 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. They specialize in converting your traditional IRAs and 401ks into tangible assets like physical gold and silver. And if you call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000, you can learn how investing in gold and silver can be your lifeline in this era dominated by government control. Get that digital dollar survival kit and mention you heard us from here right now with me, Ann Vandersteel, and maybe you'll get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. So make sure you mention right now, Ann Vandersteel, to get your $1,000 of free silver coins. 800-900-8000. Okay, now on to the guest at hand, the literary agent for Dr. Judy Mikowicz. This lady is absolutely wonderful. Johanna Magel is joining me now, and she is going to give us an overview of Dr. Judy's case, a saga in which her beloved David passed away in a hospital, not too dissimilar to millions of Americans who were crucified by this controlled, disgusting dynasty called the Global Public-Private Partnership of Big Pharma and U.S. government. And they murdered Americans around the country. Johanna, you're a good friend of Dr. Judy. You're her literary agent. Welcome, and it's good to see you this evening.
And thank you for having me. And it's an honor to be here with Judy and to work with her as I get to do.
You know, the honor is true. When you get to spend 5 minutes with Dr. Mikowicz and sit down at a table with her, you get the sense that you're in the presence of greatness. This woman is absolutely incredibly brilliant, and she's so humble and so kind. And the best thing about Judy is she wants to share what she's learned with the world, and she's done so in her book, Plague of Corruption, which is a bestseller. She did it in the movie with Mickey Willis with Plandemic and the series of Plandemic movies. I mean, Judy has put herself out there for the world to inspect her, every single thing that she says. And yet, you know, the persecution continues, and they continue to do this on all the people that stand up to the globalists, the global psychopaths, I call them. So I want to start with you because you know her story well as her literary agent. Why don't you bring my audience up to speed about the dire situation that Judy Mikowicz found herself in, but how she overcome using a We the People strategy?
Sure. Great. Thanks. Yeah. Well, to start, I want to just say, you know, Judy and I have been working together and physically together from about March of 2022, where my husband and I and Judy were on the road together. And during that time, we started to understand the details of what happened to David and so forth. And also just prefacing the story with, I didn't really understand what folks were talking about when they were saying, you know, talking about insurance funds and what that means. And it sounded interesting, but you know, okay. So now let me back this up. So when David died in 2021, and as Judy describes it, he was falsely tagged in his death certificate as having died from COVID, which, as you can imagine, for Judy is a nightmare on many levels. So her mission became, and which she did very methodically and carefully and patiently, I would say, to correct that. And in order to correct it at the highest level, we needed to engage the director of health for Ventura County, Robert Levin, who was the person who really could make that change come downward. So it was a facilitation of Judy's pastor, Pastor Rob McCoy, who had the opportunity to sit with Robert Levin and have this dialogue with him and explain to him what had happened, that David did not die of COVID, that the death certificate was incorrect in many ways, which Judy will get into the details on that. But the miracle of the story was that Pastor Rob was able to sit with Mr. Levin and get him to concede that there was a mistake made, and that alone, regardless of who made the mistake or what it was just a huge win for Judy, for David, for everybody, because it shows us that there is, you know, this opportunity for humility and repentance, and that we can then move forward in a new direction once that happens. So then Judy, I asked Judy, you know, can you give me a little more detail so I can help? You know, what? Give me the big picture here.
Hi, this is Larry Kortkamp with the OBBM Network. You know, if you're like most Americans, you don't understand the medical industry. You need an advocate on your side to get the best care for you at the best price. You need Graith Care on your side. Call 469-864-7149 and tell them that OBBM sent you. Purchase time in blocks. You can always add additional time if you need to. Get 10% off advocate services when you mention OBBM. You can talk to your advocate about anything medical. Get some peace of mind. Let Graith Care advocate for you. Protect your medical rights and get the treatment that you deserve. Go to graithcare.com, call 469-864-7149 and tell them OBBM sent you and get 10% off your first session.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. You know, electromagnetic frequency disrupts our nervous system, causes anxiety, and damages our immunity. Studies linking EMF radiation to cancers and autoimmune disorders are something we shouldn't ignore. That's why I use EMF blocking devices from Gia Wellness and encourage everyone to limit their exposure wherever they can. I decided that because of what I do every day in the production studio, I needed to be able to offer solutions for the people I work with. Go to GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton to check out these amazing EMF radiation blocking products. That's GiaWellness.com/Susan Hamilton.
And so what I started working with one of her folks, who is her legal researcher, that would be Travis Middleton. You've seen him in Plandemic 2. And what Travis had done is he had gone and talked to the folks at the Ventura County Health Office and talked to the head of risk management. And the two important things that you and I were talking about earlier, Anne, had been done, which is when you're going to file, and by the way, just back up one more thing, Robert Levin did concede to the mistake and also gave Judy permission to go ahead and file a claim against the bond. So right. That means now two things have to happen. One, we have to verify that there is legitimate insurance on the bond. So everybody in office has a bond that is sort of put against them or is an insurance policy against the work they do in that public office. So Travis was able to verify that the insurance did exist. And then secondly, Robert Levin had taken his oaths of office. So by verifying those two things, now we have a legitimate track we can go down to then get to the place we are now, which is filing the claim, the insurance claim against the bond, which is very different.
I want to interrupt you really quickly, sure. Johanna. It is so important that Travis did those two things, that he validated that he was a legitimate public servant in that capacity, because if you don't have a valid oath of office, like we have learned in the corporation of the United States, the entire cabinet for the Biden regime does not have valid oaths of office on file, nor does Kamala Harris. So, and then, of course, we're learning about the federal judges and the U.S. attorneys in the same predicament. So the fact that he does makes him a valid public servant, which I find very heartening, because he did the right thing here by Judy when he actually was able to have this discussion and correct the death certificate. So continue on.
Yeah, exactly. And thanks for clarifying and highlighting that, Anne, because the other thing that was a big light bulb for me was understanding the difference between filing an insurance claim against a bond versus filing a lawsuit, which Judy we've talked extensively about. That's not really of God. And when we're leveraging this process that's already there for these financial reasons, it's a much more straightforward process. And the fact that Levin has sort of given Judy license to do this, like it's a huge deal, and it creates a model now for others, which Judy generously shares so transparently everything she goes through with, if I can speak for her on this, with the hope that others can learn from it. And so now we have this kind of green light and template that we can, take care of Judy and what happened to David, which is wonderful. And then I think the gift for Judy will be, can she then share that with others so that others can benefit from this tragic and difficult thing that she went through.
Right. Well, I've got to say, it's very heartening to hear that this is moving and trending in this direction. So I want Judy to come on and explain the rest of this, but I also want to understand from your perspective as a literary agent, you're trying to get this information, like this video we're creating right now, this show, people are going to watch this video, but what we need them to do is engage and to learn. So we're going to bring Judy on to finish the rest of the story, but I want to move before your segment's over to give you the opportunity to explain what it is you're working on so that we can actually transition this knowledge into actual engagement, and then people around the country can do the same.
Yes, great. Well, yes. Yeah, so in addition to my literary agent hat, my husband and I have an education platform that we've been developing for the last 5 years, started in Switzerland, and traveling with Judy, we saw the importance and need to create what we call a Noah's Ark of education. As the education model is imploding, we need that arc that people can get on for homeschooling, for understanding the Constitution, for understanding health solutions, all of those things. And so what we also see as the crossover here is that we're all spending great time having these dialogues online, but what is my call to action as an individual? How can I take things to the next level? So what we're creating here in this Bonds for the Win model, as you say, is we need to really turn this into an educational program where people can like take the time to really understand all the things they need to do. We're already doing this with Judy and on the platform. It's the platform, by the way, is ODEM.io. And you can go there and you can see classes Judy is teaching currently with Dr. Tracy Stroop on how to detox from the jab, or understanding purinergic modulation, which is how ivermectin works. So if people want to take a deeper dive into these topics, these are the things. And then we're also working on a program with Judy and Tom Renz, and hopefully Brian Artis and Sheila Holm, on what we're calling biodefense weapon boot camp. So you want to understand what these bioweapons are and how you can protect yourself from them. We're going to do a deep dive into that. So those are some examples of the things we're doing and why we think the education component to the story is really the next level for people to fully engage and take you know, responsibility in their lives and all the ways that they want to.
Well, this is really exciting. I know Dr. Tracy Stroop, she's just a lovely, lovely lady, very, very intelligent. She's a integrative naturopath, really just quite a brilliant resource, and extremely easy to listen to. I've listened to her on Twitter Spaces, talked to her on the phone for hours, watched her videos, and she imparts a lot of wisdom. And I know it's a great collaboration between an absolute walking genius like Dr. Mm-hmm. Judy Mikowitz and Tracy Stroop to come together, because I do believe that the information that Dr. Mikowitz has assembled over the years and her knowledge base, you know, sort of disseminating that into the next generation is critical, because we can't lose the historical knowledge that Judy has assembled, which is why she's so, you know, dangerous to the deep state. She's a threat to Big Pharma, always has been, and she's a threat to the apparatus of the public-private partnership. Anyway, well, listen, I appreciate you, Johanna. I hope you can stick around a little bit in case we want to bring you into some of that conversation with Dr. Mikowitz. We're going to go to a commercial break here right now, but when we come back, we have the impeccable, indefatigable Dr. Judy Mikowitz joining us, and I have to say, it's an honor for me, but frankly, I hope you all pay close attention to what she's talking about, because not only are we going to talk about what she's just accomplished in a win, but I'm going to pick her brains a little bit about how we can actually detox some of this stuff out of us, because we all have the jab in us, whether we took it or not, it's shedding. And so I want Dr. Judy to talk on that a little bit. We'll be right back. Stay with us here on Bridie on TV.
Hi, this is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network. Ever wish you could just say it better? Public speaking is the number one fear for most people. It doesn't have to be, but a great story isn't enough. How that story is delivered is what makes the difference. J. Lauren Norris works with OBBM Network clients to create effective, actionable stories that change lives and inspire people to take up their mantle too. Hey, if you want that raise, want that result, want that promotion, well, there are effective ways to communicate you're ready for the next steps in your life. Follow the QR on the screen to get started on your Story Power journey today. Learn to say it better. Start today with Story Power Masterclass. This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans, for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
To the Health Engineer Show, I'm Kurt Dupuy, the health engineer, right here on the Offbeat.
Hi, I'm Larry Cortan.
Hi, my name is Susan Hamilton, and you're watching Offbeat.
Hi, this is Doreen Milano. Welcome to Big Ideas Small Business.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
And welcome back to the second half of Right Now with me, Ann Vanderstiel. We've just had Johanna Magel on earlier. She's the literary agent of Dr. Judy Mikowitz, and we talked about the bond for the win, if you will, the win that Judy is having right now in using biblical principles, the ones that were laid out by our founding fathers in the constitutional common law. We don't need to get crazy and use this legal system with a bunch of mumbo jumbo that nobody can understand when it's all been laid out very clearly in our Constitution. You've heard me talk about tactical civics and trying to drag everybody through this. I want to get people off the couch from watching videos and engaging in things like tactical civics, which teach you how to actually fight back and indict. Just indict them. Let's just indict these co-conspirating criminals that are posing as public servants. And we need to alter or abolish, as our Declaration of Independence is very clear, and reinstate a new government of, by, and for the people. We have criminals and crooks posing as public servants right now, and tactical civics will show you how to do that. So I encourage you to go to tacticalcivics.com. Now, for the pièce de la résistance, as we say, for having a fine dinner out somewhere, you always look forward to that dessert. Well, the dessert tonight is the brilliant Dr. Judy Mikowitz. Dr. Judy, it is an honor to have you on. I'm so grateful that you're here. You have carried the mantle in the battle for we the people from the public health side for decades, and you've been exposing these demons for decades. And unfortunately, you lost your most valuable piece of your property, your husband, your love, your love of your life. And the same demons tried to besmirch that and make it something that it wasn't, just to punish you by unfortunately mislabeling his death certificate. But the great Robert Levin, wonderful man from Ventura County Public Health, fixed that. So we've heard that story. It's great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here, Ann. Well, what's really important is that, you know, the great doctor, it was the entire public health. It was the hospital at St. John. But the hero in the story really was Pastor Rob McCoy, because here at Godspeak Church, you know, he was in the public place. He had actually filed a lawsuit and had been in this deal to make certain that everyone was treated equally, regardless of their religious beliefs. That, you know, we use the book for the movie Plandemic. We use the scripture, 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know, we're one nation under God, and we have to humble ourselves and call out to heaven and admit we've all made mistakes. And so for that conversation to happen, Pastor Rob had to drop a lawsuit that as I sat at his office, he's like, Judy, I you know, how are you doing? You know, do you need anything? I said, yes, Rob, I need you to have a conversation. Yeah. And with a lawsuit and a lawyer, he couldn't have a conversation. And he's like, well, I was going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. I just met Clarence Thomas, and we're going to save our land. We're going to heal our land together. And I'm just, I did the classic David pout, because ever since I was ransomed out of jail by my David's vow, November 22nd, 2011, when our first book, Plague, just started to be written, and Johanna came in for us in 2016, because our books were censored, because nobody knew these stories here in Ventura County. So what I had shown Rob is, look, here's the Ventura County Star, and my picture is on the cover on November 24th, 2014. And if you follow it, it says, the headline on that paper has my picture. I'm there with David. We're on our boat. And if you follow it, it says follow Mikovits at the bottom. And then it goes in. And if you opened up the page, you see my finger and my pen literally pointing to a 2006 picture, which I took from my microscope at the National Cancer Institute. Actually, it was taken in Dr. Rossetti's lab of COVID. It's COVID syncytia. And I keep saying, and there's Dr. John Coffin, who's the criminal that was the reviewer on our 2009 science paper. So the paper was under review for 6 months. But what the government did when they realized what doctors worldwide were going to realize was that all of these viruses were chimeras in bioweapons, and it was injection, infection by injection, exactly what David Martin said. So I just went to Rob and I'm like, why is my pen pointing to COVID? And nobody understood that. But when you read the article, it says Judy Nolde. And so the science paper, which is who I am in Ventura, Judy Nolde is not the name on a paper when you publish. It has to be your scientific name. I never changed my name, but I used Nolde when I got married in 2000, October 7th, by the way, 2000. That paper was published October 8th, 2009. And so essentially for our and for 2 years, it was like the William Thompson story. The signal would not go away. The data are the data. There were variants, there were keys. I had the PCR protocol. I have the patent for the PCR for the variants. I have the patent from 2006 for the cures. So the simple solution was, you know, what Pastor Rob had to do was drop his lawsuit to have the conversation. And he went and talked to Robert Levin, who actually hit the whole family are doctors. And when Pastor Rob McCoy lost his baby, his grandson at birth in 2020, in the midst of this, his wife and his daughter were the people who treated them so kind. Sorry, I'll cry. I don't want to cry, but Dr. Levin's wife and daughter, as you know, were what people in the medical business are. We're not in the business to hurt somebody.
Right.
So he went and had the meeting with him, dropped the lawsuit, and had the meeting July 11th of this year, and just simply said, look, this couldn't possibly have been that man. It was a mistake. He wasn't taken into the hospital on November 30th as a death certificate was certified by Dr. Levin. He and the doctor of the hospital certified the disposition of body. There wasn't an autopsy. There wasn't. And then it said all of it as if he was remdesivir poisoned. Well, actually, Dr. Mike, another angel in the hospital who came to our house when David on December 27th of 2020. Had COPD from Santa Ana winds. And we do this every year with David because he's had COPD for 40 years, an inflammatory disease caused by dust and winds. And in David's case, he was the guy who hired Dr. Levin. He was risk management. You can see it right there on the autopsy we've made very public. And so the gift really was that two good Christian men, two good men, they don't mm-hmm. even have a Christian, sat down and had a conversation. And he said, clearly, this is a mistake. Give me 48 hours because I have to get the other doctor at the hospital who certified the disposition of the body. It was clearly a mistake. Wrong date, wrong time. Here's the autopsy.
JR here with the Veterans Ranch. We provide equine therapy services to veterans and their families in Florida and the great state of Texas. And it's always free of charge. Equine therapy is very special in that it helps veterans build a bond of trust with an animal inherently born not to trust anyone. This helps them release burdens and walk off a new and improved version of themselves. Our veterans are suffering with PTSD from their time in service. Sadly, the daily veteran suicide rate is on the rise, and other veterans are struggling with the transition from military to civilian life. The Veterans Ranch is here to serve these veterans and their families through these issues for as long as they need us. Your call to action today is to go to theveteransranch.org and hit that donate button and make a one-time or monthly pledge. Your precious gifts will relocate our headquarters to North Texas so we can serve 5 to 10,000 Texas veterans and their families each year. TheVeteransRanch.org.
This is Susan Hamilton with the OBBM Network, and we are proud to partner with At Ease Veterans Magazine. It's the only magazine of its caliber written by veterans for veterans, reaching over 40,000 subscribers with perspectives in health, business, and life. This gorgeous coffee table magazine is also available online. Subscribers love reading At Ease Veterans Magazine, and you will too. Go to ateaseveteransmagazine.com and subscribe today.
But what the gift was about everything is ever since our paper came out, the good doctors, Dr. Andy Kerr here in Ventura, California, was David's doctor for 40 years. One day David went to an appointment in 2009 after the paper came out, and Andy was just jumping for joy, literally. He's like, this will change everything. And David looks at it, he laughs, he said, that's my wife. And so that I used to, for the next 6 years, pay Andy Kerr to talk to him, to heal people. So the healing was here in Ventura. And we had the solutions, and they were oral or mucosal. We could immunize. We didn't have to inject. Yes, ma'am.
I want to just get my audience to get visually up to speed also, because it's important that, you know, you're giving us a lot of incredible information. But I want to just put a pause really quickly, and I want to show a couple of these documents. First, I want to show the actual notice of claim. It's a PDF that was filed, notice of intent to file a claim against the National Union Fire Insurance Company of Pittsburgh, AIG, essentially. That is the insurance company that has a insurance for the Ventura County Public Health Department. And it allowed you to file a claim for the fact that your husband, David, didn't die of COVID, first of all, but also died of, you know, breach of, what do you want to call it?
It actually was, because here's what's critical. It was a mistake.
Right.
But when he was taken into the hospital and the phone went off, I was holding his phone in my hand and it said COVID, COVID, COVID. And my David had an affidavit on file. Remember, you taught us this.
Right, right.
And Travis Middleton taught us that, my legal researcher. And so we went along as we were following the Constitution and filing affidavits. And actually, Dr. Levin had, in 2020, had said the masks are dangerous. And we actually filed a lawsuit against Newsom and Fauci at the state level. And that's the day in 2020, June 29th, when I actually met Johanna in person. We've been working together since 2016, and we had a press conference there, and Bobby Kennedy was there saying, "Lo, these masks are dangerous. You can't put somebody with COPD, an inflammatory disease, or me. I have of obstruction I was born with because I'm an identical twin. So you can't put us in a mask where it can kill us in only a few breaths." So it was that we built on. And in fact, the protocol killed David.
Right.
And so he was, the minute he was on the curb, I couldn't get in there. Nobody could get in there. Nobody could advocate for him. And it's like, no, he has immunity. You know, we're like, I'm like, no, he's
okay. And the immunity was backed up by the affidavits of his current condition, that he had been exposed to all these other coronaviruses, right?
So it was scary to me in 2000 when we isolated them and published them in that paper in 2009. So I'm always exposed. So I was always preventing with hydroxychloroquine. The minute that we saw, in fact, here in Ventura County, Dr. John heads Ventura County Healthcare and was on the missionary team that went to stop the Ebola that then President Obama and Fauci got to Sierra Leone to cover up William Thompson's confession. Well, I made that cell line and that variant of Ebola, and I'm actually immune to Ebola as well, as is Dr. Kent Brantley, because of the quick thinking of Dr. John. Saline infusions, hydroxychloroquine, and pray for him in a dark room. So David had a very weak immune system because of 40 years of COPD. So I knew that the minute I talked to Dr. Andy Kerr, I'm like, no more shots. That was 2014. So my David was getting pneumonia shots were not anti-vaxxers. It's the right time, the right person in the formulation, oral and mucosal, knowing that hydroxychloroquine is an oral immunization, knowing that ivermectin was there, and knowing even things like CardioMiracle and Proline Greens, everything Dr. Tracy taught me, every time I learned, we kept David. And so here, 6 days in that hospital, no food, no water, forcing. You can't force 100% oxygen in a man. He burns his thing. So he's, oh, help me, help me. He's burning. And I you can't do anything. And thanks to his youngest son, Lance, all love got him in that room. And he called me on November 29th in the morning and said, where are you? And I said, I use alliteration, so I won't say the F words I was using on the, I rhymed phone in with it, and talking to the lawyers, a beautiful lawyer who's probably struggling, so I won't use his name. I don't use people's name because they go after them, but he was able to get us in the hospital. I said, I'm trying to keep them from murdering them because they were murdering them by protocol. We had Dr. Mike in the ER, our family friend who came to the door and said, he's got to get out of the, we didn't have air conditioning. We live on the water. We live, you know, we always have. So I know how to heal David. And his son, Dr. Lance Noldy, is a professor at Cal State Channel Islands. So he knows in Indonesian history. So he knew tropical medicine. And Dr. John, of course, stopped the Ebola outbreak. So here in Ventura, we just had good Christians who did the right thing. So David or Lance got in there totally unloved. I got in there on 29th. They told me to give him morphine and kill him. I patted his head and rubbed his tummy till he came back to life. He was hungry and he was scared. You know, we never do this death thing before. And so in those 3 days, he came back to life, sitting up eating chocolate pudding. But he'd taken a lot, 6 days with no food and water with a man so severely injured, and he still could and would have come home, but in the night somehow he stopped breathing that last night, and the technician didn't know any better, just used the protocol, put the mask back on him, and that was basically all he had. So in the morning he had a heart attack, and because I didn't want him to be tortured, we had a DNR in place, and there was nothing I could do except
Judy, it's such a horrific story, you know, but there is a light at the end of this tunnel. I mean, you know, his death is not in vain. You know where he went. You know you'll see him again. So there's that aspect of it. But as we're here and now, God asks us to walk in his righteous path. And, you know, what you're teaching people, and Johanna, what you're, you know, trying to impart here is just don't watch this video, but let's learn how to take these practices of the affidavit process. And I want Johanna to comment on this. And of course, filing claims, the insurance, the bonds out there, essentially, that these public officials have to be bonded, and you have to have an insurance, to cover this in case there's a mistake. And this was clearly a mistake. So, Johanna, where do we go from here?
But if I could just finish, but the heroes here are really the doctors in the hospital and Pastor Rob McCoy, because they humbled themselves. Yeah. They asked for forgiveness and they repented. They admitted they made a mistake. It was simply a mistake, like almost like somebody hits your car, medical malpractice. They used the protocol that had nothing to do with what David had. It just wasn't that man, but those people in the hospital did their job. And so it looked like that, but it wasn't that. And so at the end of the day, using natural immunity and knowing that there are mucosal ways, knowing we can immunize without hurting anybody, that everyone can follow their God, if it's against needles or ingestion or injection, whatever it is, you know, so the mistake, so the insurance claim is simply there was damage done to a family. To the Noldy family. The most important thing to me was he finished well. And that's what I told Pastor Rob. I'm like, no, he finished well.
Yeah.
He's a hero. He knew he might die. And he did the right thing. And his son, Lance, and all of his family, they did the right thing. Lance got in that room on only love, because Lance was immunized, not vaccinated. And so it's very important that having a conversation, and we all know, and Mickey Willis, is the one that changed my world on this almost a year ago today. He said, Judy, because I was angry that doctors didn't know what ivermectin was. I was angry people didn't understand me. I was angry about the censorship of the book. And anger isn't, that's God's, that's not us. You know, there's, and that's up to God. We have to speak the truth in love and stay there. And I can imagine how the rest of the country is angry, but we want to be in love. So we got in there and just love brought him back to life. Everybody saw the miracle. And that was the gift. The nurses all came in with his eating. What did you do? Pat his head, rub his tummy. He was hungry. I do it every time he gets COPD in the winter. So it was like, and then, you know, I didn't honestly know that that was going to be the last time. I really thought he was going to go home. But then, the heroes stepped up. And it was really thanks to Robert F. Kennedy Jr. because my lawyer couldn't get it done. And I said, I'm not leaving. And it was all God. And he said, can you have Bobby call me? And I text Bobby and said, Bobby, David died. And I said, can you please? I said, I'm not leaving this room. I'm keeping custody of the body. Because what it proved, when you see that autopsy, I cried only because I said to myself, oh my God, it worked. You know, that was the sickest man on the planet. You could tell he was fat. We had a lot of fun. We do enjoy our ice cream and whatever else we enjoy. And I mean, it's not our behavior. They made new blood vessels. They rewired. It's like, whoa, you know, that's good. Yeah. Well, thank you, God. It was that, you know, you were asking me for healing strategies. They're right there.
Judy, I have to let Johanna just give us some direction because we've got about 2 minutes left. What's and I do want to get some direction from Johanna on this so that people can feel encouraged and do the same and hopefully give these people an arc of redemption like the doctors and the medical examiners and the directors of public health and all these, they need a redemption arc right now. So Johanna, what can people do to maybe clean their souls of the sins that they've committed?
Well, just one thing, and I just wanna, it's great that Judy brought up Nikki Willis because I was speaking with Nikki yesterday. And one of the things that is important to remember, at least, you know, one thing he made me understand is that the only power we have is to take care of ourselves and to model for those we love. If we're trying to convince people who aren't understanding all this yet, that's not the best use of our energy right now because they have other issues of why they can't understand that have nothing to do with data. And so if we can take advantage of the synergies, as Judy says, of our shared expertise and the deep dives that you've done and that Judy's done and Tom Renz and create these educational tracks where people can come and at their own pace start to learn how they can stand in their own authority granted by God to heal their bodies, their health, their spirit, and remember who they are in this country and what power they have, because that's all been stripped away in a sense, like only an illusion has it been stripped away, when in reality we still, like I was telling Anne, it's like Dorothy in the glass slippers. I mean, we're there all along. We just want to help people find their way back to the truth. Yeah. And that's what the education that we're building is about. Unlearning what was not really true so you can bring yourself back to learning what is. And that's right. What we're building on the platform.
Well, ladies, I appreciate the time both of you have given us this evening. Judy, your story is compelling. Your love for your husband is just beautiful. And I could think of no better wing woman than Johanna to be there at your side helping you. And I know you have a wonderful team of people, so I don't mean to disrespect or leave anybody out.
And Anne, just to one quickly, and just in honor of Judy's anniversary, which is this coming weekend with David, I just wanted to acknowledge that this is a good forum to have her be able to celebrate him as well.
Oh, happy anniversary, Judy. Really. Your husband is with where he's seated, where he's supposed to be, and you will see him someday again, as will we all. And we'll look back and go, wow, what was going on down there? All right, everybody, that wraps up for tonight here. And I appreciate you tuning in. As always, we'll have more tomorrow evening right here, right now with me, Anne Vandersteel. Good night, everybody.
Entertainment expands your horizons, takes you on fantastic adventures, challenges your skills. Independent media never looked so good. Welcome to a new sphere of influence. Our words mean business. Traditional families are honored, and the American flag still flies.